This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Those regional banks we have been hearing oh so much about, and also just banks too, have something of a public relations problem on their hands. How to convince their customers that they are not going to be next. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more on this latest corporate communications challenge.
On Monday morning, customers of Cambridge Trust Bank in Massachusetts found this video in their inboxes.
I'm speaking to you today as a result of recent developments in the banking industry. And with regard to
CEO Dennis Sheehan explains that his bank does business differently than the two that failed.
Our balance sheet is conservatively managed, and we have strong capital, strong asset quality, and robust liquidity.
Keeping things positive is the right approach, according to Mary Spaeth, an expert on crisis communications.
If you say, don't panic, everybody, of course, goes, and they panic.
Spaeth says that bank leaders are trying to project confidence right now. When I saw that one bank CEO invited anxious customers to call his personal cell, I gave the number a ring.
What you're really saying is you read that letter and you go, oh my God, I can't believe this guy's that stupid, so I got to talk to him.
Brad Tidwell heads up Verabank, headquartered in Texas. His number went out to about 70,000 customers. 100 or so have reached out. He spent hours fielding those calls.
I thought it was real important that we get our story out. Our bank is nothing like these other banks. And oh, by the way, if you have any doubt about it, call this phone number and I will talk to you.
With lots of misinformation swirling around, including on social media, he says that time spent working the phones is worthwhile. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.